A Caribbean Mystery by Agatha Christie.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Track 1.
The book is dedicated to my old friend John Cruikshank Rose, with happy memories of my visit to the West Indies. Chapter 1. Major Palgrave tells a story.
"Well, take all this business about Kenya," said Major Palgrave. "Lots of chaps gabbing away who know nothing about the place. Now, I spent 14 years of my life there. Some of the best years of my life, too."
Old Miss Marple inclined her head. It was a gentle gesture of courtesy. Whilst Major Palgrave proceeded with the somewhat uninteresting recollections of a lifetime, Miss Marple peacefully pursued her own thoughts. It was a routine with which she was well acquainted. The locale varied. In the past it had been predominantly India. Majors, colonels, lieutenant generals, and a familiar series of words, Simla, Bearers, Tigers, Chota Hazri, Tiffin, Kitty McGurs, and so on. With Major Palgrave, the terms were slightly different. Safari, Kikuyu, Elephant, Swahili. But the pattern was essentially the same. An elderly man who needed a listener so that he could, in memory, relive days in which he'd been happy. Days when his back had been straight, his eyesight keen, his hearing acute. Some of these talkers had been handsome, soldierly old boys. Some again had